Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, September 13th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Transforming cancer therapy stocks to watch in the oncology sector. In the oncology sector, the relentless drive for innovation is reshaping cancer treatment. OS Therapies Inc. is gaining attention for its cutting-edge approaches to treating osteosarcoma and solid tumors through immunotherapy and ADC platforms. Their lead asset, OST-HER2, aims to prevent metastasis and increase overall survival in osteosarcoma patients. OS Therapies TDC platform, utilizing pH-sensitive silicon-based linkers, shows promise in enhancing ADC efficacy. With strategic collaborations and industry recognition, OS Therapies is well-positioned in the expanding oncology market. Actinium Pharmaceuticals is developing targeted radiotherapies for blood cancers, while Corbus Pharmaceuticals is advancing precision oncology with CRB-701. Puma Biotechnology focuses on enhancing cancer care with innovative treatments like Nerlynx and Alisertib. With strong financial standings and promising advancements, these companies represent compelling opportunities in the biotech sector.
Transforming oncology, stocks to watch in the oncology sector. In the rapidly evolving field of oncology, companies like OS Therapies Inc., Actinium Pharmaceuticals Inc., Corbus Pharmaceuticals Holdings Inc., and Puma Biotechnology Inc. are leading the charge with innovative approaches to cancer treatment. OS Therapies is gaining attention for its cutting-edge immunotherapy and antibody-drug conjugate platforms, while Actinium Pharmaceuticals focuses on targeted radiotherapies for blood cancers. Corbus Pharmaceuticals is making strides with its next-generation antibody-drug conjugate, CRB-701, showing promising results in urothelial and cervical cancer. Puma Biotechnology continues to develop treatments like neratinib and alisertib for HER2-positive breast cancer and small cell lung cancer. With strong financial positions and promising pipelines, these companies are ones to watch in the biotech sector.
Coordinated care important for children with Down syndrome and congenital heart disease. A coordinated, multidisciplinary healthcare team is crucial for children with trisomy 21 or Down syndrome and congenital heart disease, as per a new scientific statement from the American Heart Association. Down syndrome, the most common chromosome abnormality, affects approximately 5,300 infants in the U.S. annually, with 35 to 50% also having congenital heart disease. Improved medical interventions have significantly increased survival rates, with over 97% of children expected to reach adulthood. Children with these conditions face various challenges, including feeding problems, respiratory issues, and psychological conditions. Care coordination, including therapies and a supportive medical home, is vital for enhancing outcomes. The transition to adulthood requires assessment and support for independence. Future research is needed to reduce the burden of these conditions and improve quality of life for affected children.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.